Blog Talk Radio.
Truth is out there, Voice of the People radio show, and I'd like to introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing great. Fabulous day.
And we have a special guest, someone that we all know very well over the years. She is now the national president of Conservative Watch USA, my good friend, Andy Marie Delgado. How you doing, Andy?
I'm great, Joe. How are you?
All right. We're doing great over here. You know, I know you have something, you have a couple of very important events coming on right now, and I know you're very passionate in a particular race, and that's what we're doing today's show. I know in a couple of days, I believe you got a very big guest coming on an event. Can you tell our listeners what's going on?
Well, let me just say it's an honor to be with you, but I'm getting a large amount of echo sound, so I hope you can hear me okay.
No, I hear you.
It's always great to be with
you.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead. Blessing to you all. And, yes, as you said, Conservative Watch USA, we are a grassroots organization that is certainly statewide in the state of Florida. We have multiple counties and chapters, but we're also national in multiple of the states as well. And one thing I wanted to talk to you about tonight, when we see, our purpose, of course, there are many. We have all of your guests can go to conservativewatchusa.com and see our initiatives, our committees, and the different things that we do. But when we see what we're now witnessing happening right here in Palm Beach County, where we have a municipality and elected officials that are voting to defund the police, we are coming out in droves. This is what some of the things that we do. And first and foremost is that we don't tolerate that. And the reasons why we don't tolerate that is because, and no one should, we are seeing the criminal behavior nationwide, city by city, and state by state. Now, primarily, these are Democrat-controlled counties and cities that these criminal activities are going to a blind eye and not being prosecuted and let out without bail, and I can go on and on, but when we're talking about defunding for police officers in Jupiter, Florida, no, this is unacceptable. And I truly want to talk about the fact of what the negative impact is. Someone may say, well, you know, that's in just one city. No, 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 no. This will affect and have a negative impact on every surrounding municipality and the county as a whole, and it will start that domino effect that we fight so hard to protect in here in the state of Florida.
And I understand that. I know that's going on. I know the justice system in Palm Beach County, I know the justice system in Broward County is really bad, and they let people out left and right and all that type of stuff, so they repeat crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing it a lot coming out of the Broward County Courthouse, and we'll see what happens this coming week on a case that this person should be in an institution, not on the street, but knowing the court, one person will be, he'll come out and start trouble again. But that's the way things mm-hmm. are in Broward mm-hmm. County. We got to stop it there, but we also have to stop things like in Jupiter with this guy is running for, I believe he's running for mayor. Am I correct? That wants to defund the police?
He is. Yeah, his name is Jim Kretzky. Now, Jim Kretzky has been on the city council, on the town council. It's the town of Jupiter, because municipalities have, you know, some are the city of, say, Palm Beach Gardens, the town of Jupiter, the village of North Palm Beach, but they're all municipalities. We have 39 municipalities in Palm Beach County, where I'm raised in Palm Beach County, and this, to me, is personal. Personal, and the reason why I feel that way is because you cannot and not allow these, there needs to be term limits. You know, we fought hard, and many of our dear friends in Palm Beach County fought hard to implement term limits for the county commission. And thank God, because, you know, we've had others that have served 28 years and ridiculous amount of time and wanted to get back in there and continue. As we all know, Palm Beach County has the unfortunate label of corruption county, when I'm sure you remember there were, what, seven city, between county commissioners and city commissioners all went to jail for their corruption in Palm Beach County. But we don't want this to continue, and this is why we need term limits in municipalities as well. And a perfect example of it is Jim Kretzky, 21 years on the town council in Jupiter, wants to run for mayor now and defund the police. Excuse me.
He also has, besides defunding the police, he has a track record supporting criminals left and right in doing that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, so this guy here is extremely bad. But again, with the Jupiter and Palm Beach County, it's more Democrat than Republican as a whole, but not as bad as Broward. The thing is, we do know, thanks to the Florida First people and others that are registering Republicans more than anything else, it's starting to get better. In fact, for the first time in history, Florida is all Republican, registration-wise. But again, we need to get out there, and your organization is doing a great job in doing that and exposing this guy. We don't need him. We don't even in politics or anyone that supports the funding the police should be immediately replaced, fired, terminated, get rid of, because who are you going to call?
Well, you know, I'll give you a perfect example about who you're going to call. Here's a hypothetical situation that I will propose to you and your listeners to keep in mind. Say we have a guy that carjacks a lady getting gasoline, and she has her two babies in the back of the car. And he's on US 1 and PGA Boulevard, which is in the city of Palm Beach Gardens. And he takes off at a high speed on US 1 heading north. Well, the next town he hits is the town of Juneau, a very small town. But what happens is that the police officers are communicating with each other from jurisdiction, because the Palm Beach Gardens police can only go to their jurisdiction line and not go into the next city, but they can communicate and they can let the next municipality know, hey, and he's heading your way, and those guys could prepare for it, okay? So if he continues north of Juneau, which is just a very small area, and goes into the town of Jupiter, and Juneau doesn't have, their police department can't communicate with the next municipality, which would be Jupiter, because they don't have any police, because they've been defunded. What do you think is going to happen? They're criminals. They know where they can go and get away with this kind of stuff.
Yeah, they'll live in the area with there's no police, because there's nobody enforcing the law.
Well, sure. And then when you go just north of Jupiter, you have the next little town is Tequesta, which is, you know, all of just a few blocks.
You know,
so this
all these
then goes north. This is a negatively impacts all the surrounding municipalities and then the neighboring counties, as in Martin County, because once you go right past Tequesta, you're in Martin County. So if there's
and
no police availability to control and patrol. And our police officers deserve better than this. This guy's been on there for 21 years. His record and his voting record is despicable. Look at this.
With all that saying and everything else, where is he in polling data?
I can tell you that from the PBA, which is the Police Benevolent Association, which represents the union for, all the first responders, police officers, they are completely, because when you look at the votes, here's how, and I've been doing this, as you very well know, for many decades, and starting out right there as a city commissioner in Palm Beach County, at a very young age, I was the youngest elected official there. I can tell you that I know the process, and working with the Florida State Legislature and representing for 11 years and then congressional and on and working all the different Senate campaigns, House campaigns, and presidential campaigns. You know, as you very well know, I was hired by President Trump to be the Florida State Director for Grassroots and Coalitions during the 2015-16 campaign. And that's how we grew. And I can tell you that this kind of what comes to mind at the moment is where one goes, we all go, that little slogan.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, Conservative Watch USA absolutely is watching these fake Republicans. This guy is registered as a Republican. Really? Really?
Is he?
Yeah.
Got a rhino.
But he's not,
rhino. The word rhino comes to mind, right?
So do you not have a conservative running? Is he being primaried?
No. Yes. There's there's a, well, see, municipal council, city council races are nonpartisan in Palm Beach County. They're nonpartisan.
Okay.
And though we know who may be a Democrat, who may be a Republican, but quite frankly, there is a gentleman that has voted. He's on the town council in Jupiter. His name is, I think it's Ilan. I think it's pronounced Ilan Coffer. And he's being supported tremendously. That gentleman has, he was the only one that was a no vote when they took away multiple positions. They did not fund them. They took away the police officers' gym so they can't work out. They took away their overtime pay. All kinds of things have happened. And this has been happening kind of under the radar. Now, sadly, I recently returned from my oldest brother, may he rest in peace, passed away. And when I got back home, I have so many messages of people calling me saying, you've got to get here and help us with this. And I jumped all over it. And the reason why is because that's what Conservative Watch USA does. We vet candidates, constitutional conservative candidates, and sometimes it may be, because believe it or not, it does exist. I am of the mindset that the glove doesn't fit all. There are conservative Democrats and definitely conservative independents. So we vet all. And there is a gentleman that is the only one that has stood straight up and voted against this all the time. His name is, as I said, I believe it's Ilan, the way they pronounce it, Popper. And he has the support of the firefighters, the support of first responders, the support of the police Benevolent Association, PBA. And so, yes, he has an opponent.
And that's important.
Is he out there campaigning? Are the people aware of the other gentleman's policies and agenda?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So are they supporting him?
Yes.
Who's supporting this guy?
Not which guy? The bad guy or the good guy?
The bad guy. Who's supporting the bad guy?
Well, he has no support. No. The firefighters are supporting Mr. Coffer, his opponent.
Okay.
The police are supporting Mr. Coffer. And as are many. Right now, I can tell you, now, I'm honored to be able to have this opportunity to announce that on February the 27th, we have over, I'm up to 13 different organizations that are coming into the town of Jupiter, from our bikers to our truckers to our Liberty Defenders to our Freedom Fighters, all descending on the town of Jupiter on February the 27th, which is a Sunday. And we are going to have an incredible ride through there.
Why would this man want to defund the police and have no protection for the people?
Well, you would have to ask him that, because I can't.
I will. So we should invite him on our show.
And we'll get him. We'll quiz him. But these people.
And we should get that other guy who's running against him on our show. You know?
We could set
exactly.
up. But I have to tell you something. Everyone that we try to get on the show that have been supporting defunding the police, they have to declined our show, declined every invitation or anything, and they're afraid to come in. My question would be, if this guy's married and his wife is in trouble, like being raped, who are you going to call, a social worker?
Ghostbusters.
You can ask that question from the very top, because sadly enough, that is the agenda of the Democrat Party.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something.
I guess he's into communism. He's a socialist, Marxist, fascist, communist.
Well, when you see, all you have to do, politics is a dirty business. But I have been in politics for, as I said, decades. And I can tell you that here's how we vet. All you do is follow the money, number one. Who's donating to them? Number one is how they voted. How they voted. Because they can spew and flap their lips all they want. You can say whatever you want to me, but I'm going to look at as your actions, because your actions will speak much louder than your words. And so
is
we know how
voting records public?
Everybody can see what he or she has voted for. I will send it because we'll use that. We will scrutinize it and look it over. It's public record. Anyone can access it. It is public record, but I'll send it
to you.
What
is the name of this person who wants to defund the police in Jupiter?
Jim Kretzky. Now, that's spelled K-U-R-E-S-K-I, Kretzky.
And what is he doing now in Jupiter? What's his role there?
He's been on the town council for 21 years.
And has he been a bad person for the whole 21 years?
Well, when you say a bad person,
has his voting record been not for the people?
Well, if you take in consideration hang on a second. I'm going to pull something up here for you.
I actually got something for in the 21-year career politician. He's spending fees, property and utility taxes way
do
up.
Do people get paid for doing this job, or is it volunteer?
No, they get paid.
They get paid, of course.
Okay. Under this guy, his government spending has increased 139%. Utility taxes have increased 140%. The garbage fees have increased 127%. The property taxes have increased by 158%. He's reckless and shameful record against our police, voted to cut public safety positions, reduce police funding, and deny police officers promised overtime pay.
Currently, you're absolutely correct on each and every one of those statements you just made. You're absolutely correct on. And most importantly is the fact that these officers, the Police Benevolent Association, Mr. John Kazajian, that is the president of that organization, the union that represents the officers, spoke at the Jupiter Town Council meeting and made them aware of the multiple positions that when not filled, they're short detectives, they're short patrolmen. And so they're making these guys work overtime and they're not paying them. And then they turn around and say, well, now you're just going to have to work on your days off. It's awful what's happening. Just awful.
The mayor supports these policies?
No, this guy is running for mayor.
No, she's asking. She's asking that the current mayor does the current mayor.
What is his stance on all these policies?
He has been. I'll say that he did vote along with him with Jim Kretzky on some of these issues.
Wow.
It was so bad that because the town manager that they had, he was really spearheading this defunding the police. And these cronies that have been there for, like Jim Kretzky, over two decades, okay?
Way too long.
He is way too long.
So are the people up in arms about all these financial increases
Of course they
and,
are.
They're just,
of course
so
they
why
are.
Don't they vote them out?
That's what they're going to do on March the 8th, and we're going to ensure it.
March the 8th is the election or primary?
It's election. It is the election.
Okay.
They don't have primaries.
Are they having any debates, any of them? So the people can come ask them questions?
Some. Again, you're more than welcome to call them and ask them to come on the show.
Oh, we are.
And we're going to do that.
Send us
the
whole list of all of them. So what's going on with the present mayor? He is retiring?
I don't believe he is.
So he's running for re-election?
So Kresge is running against the present mayor, and there's another – no.
Yeah, right. I shouldn't say no. Yes, he's running for mayor, and then there's Ilan Coffer that's running for mayor as well.
Okay,
I don't
so their
think
individuals are on this ballot for March 8th, and whoever votes for them. Would that be correct?
I'm sorry? Your question was?
How many people are on the ballot running for mayor?
I said Koretsky and Ilan Coffer, and I believe there was one other gentleman named Patrick Gallagher. Now, he's a firefighter out of Martin County, but as I said, the firefighters have already endorsed Mr. Coffer, and the police union has already endorsed Mr. Coffer because he's the only one that has stood alongside the police and firefighters and first responders all the time.
And it's just the PBA? Is there the FOP involved in this, the Fraternal of the Police, or it's just the PBA that covers Jupiter?
PBA does.
Okay, because there's two major unions usually. And then if there's the police
mm-hmm.
chiefs, that's another one.
How about the sheriffs?
But,
do they support this Mr.
That's
Coffer?
Not a sheriff's jurisdiction. It's not in the – that. See, that would be county. This is a town,
local,
a municipality.
Local. Okay.
Right.
Okay, it's like Broward. It's similar to Broward County with a BSO, and you got the Palm Beach County Sheriff.
Right, right.
We don't
okay.
have all those problems. We have other problems here in Broward County. Yeah.
We have a judicial
Cook County Junior.
See,
you know Cook County in Chicago. Well, this county, you should not know. They're not trying to get rid of the police. Just trying to rip off the people in other ways and set the criminals
free. You need a new sheriff from Broward County.
For sure.
That's common. Tony has been. Pretty much taken care of. I know he's been indicted. I know. Look, I don't know about you.
Well, the worst part is that he misrepresented his record when the governor put him in that position.
He lied to Andrew Pollack. He lied to DeSantis. He lied to people.
Right.
And,
he lied when he went on to fill out an application for the Coral Springs Police Department.
He's
been lying for a while. This guy,
well,
Coffer.
My question would be is,
what?
Why is he still there and why hasn't DeSantis removed him?
Because he's in Florida, in Broward County.
No, I'll break some news a little bit. He is, DeSantis is firing Tony probably within the next day or two. Tony
mm-hmm.
has been indicted and will be extradited to Philadelphia where they're prosecuting him for the killing of the 18-year-old. Even though they think it's double jeopardy, it's not. They had a technical error. They should have kept him as an adult when he killed that 18-year-old with a kill shot. There was a technical error, and because of that technical error, they could reopen the case, which they did, and they're looking to extradite Tony, and he's facing the death penalty in Philly. He's done.
There you go.
And that's not only he is the thing was he was a drug pusher back of 40 years old. It was a drug dealer that went bad.
Yeah.
And
well,
and he
know,
was
this
drug
is,
pushing
this
all
is
the
why
way
we
and
have
calls.
To stay. I'm so sorry, but this is why we have to stay vigilant, and we have to absolutely, speak up and make these calls and certainly put the pressure on where the pressure needs to be applied, whether it's the governor or the Florida State Legislature, whatever it may be, because it's we the people. It's we the people that are going to make the difference.
You got to get the people
guy,
to go out
Mr.
and do
this. Copper, is, how long has he been in the position? He's what is he, a commissioner?
Yeah, he's a council member.
He's a council member. How long has he been doing this?
I'm not sure. I don't think very long. Not very long. Certainly not 21 years.
You know, we need one of the things you need is fresh blood.
It's
you
a
need,
career.
We've got to stop making politics a career.
We need term limits.
Exactly.
Two elections,
and that's it.
And I believe that in everything, all the way up to the federal. I agree with you, young lady. You know, in fact, I don't even think they should get paid. You know, our founding fathers didn't get paid. They went home. They had jobs. They had careers.
Yeah, but when you think about our founding fathers, what is it that they were running away from escaping from England was because of the taxes. And
correct.
Look, okay. Now, Jim Kretzky's been in that seat for 21 years, and the taxes have gone up and up and up and up and up and up for decades.
How much does he make on this job? A lot of money?
I don't know. Every municipality is different. You can look that up, but
what
you know,
money
the point
go
is, it's
and
not
help
about
the people.
It's not
goes
about
in
what they
pocket.
Get paid.
I bet
it's not
you
about
if
what
we
they get
dig,
paid.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Anna. I bet
it's
you
not about
if
what
we
they,
dig deep enough, we'll find the problems with this financials.
Well, all you have to do is take a look at Congress.
Who
Let's funds just say Congress, okay?
Play
you
for
go
pay,
into
pro
Congress.
Quo, all that
Excuse
stuff.
Me?
Okay.
Play for pay.
Okay, Andy, go ahead.
Yeah, so as I was saying, when you look at Congress, right, they get paid, what, $174,000 a year. And within the first year, they're millionaires. How does that happen?
Because they're Democrats.
Part of it is because it's Republicans too. It's called inside trading, and they
right.
made a ton of stuff.
Exactly.
And it's also called
lobbying. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, all politics start locally, and if we don't nip it in the butt locally, because you know, they're going to move up, and if we allow this to happen, then we deserve
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
so that's
and that's
people.
The problem.
I'm not allowing this to happen, and we the people are against what this defunding of the police. So, as I said, our event, the name of it is Defend the Blue in Jupiter, and that is on February the 27th. We will be starting at 10 o'clock in the morning on US 1 and Indiantown Road. All of the thousands of motorcycles, because there's so many different organizations coming together from as far as Miami and as north as Vero and west, north, south, east, and west. So at 11 o'clock, it's what we call kickstands up. That's
mm-hmm.
when we take off, and we will be going through with all our trucks and all our motorcycles and all our cars and people waving signs and flags and make it known that we do not want the police defunded in the town of Jupiter. And Jim Kretzky, 21 years, it is too long. You have been too wrong for too long. Enough.
And
are you guys
I know you're
driving around the town with signs and all that stuff up and down the streets for the people to see
yes,
and hear you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
May I make a
the
suggestion?
Whole town. And
you
then,
need a
and
recording
then we have...
that is very loud that you can play so the people hear that.
Well, we have what's called our Jumbotron. Our Jumbotron is a truck with our digital LED screens, which we will be projecting everything, and it has a full sound system, so yes. And then there's an after party.
Yeah, similar to the Trump train that we have, the truck and all that stuff.
This is the Zeta Media, which Zeta Media is the very first Jumbotron truck that we started in 2016 for the Trump campaign.
Okay, and, same idea. We have it here.
Yeah.
We usually here in Broward County, we do the rallies like a Freedom Corner.
Exactly. So we will certainly have plenty of broadcasting. We certainly will, I'm sure, have local media and other media. I'm scheduled to speak on multiple shows, including my own, including many others. We did text Dan Bongino. This is in his backyard. And if you've been watching Dan Bongino's show,
he has
been talking about this issue. So we're hoping that he will shine some light on our plight, which is in his backyard, and respond to this. I did text him personally, and we will see if Dan Bongino cares about his own backyard.
He will. Knowing Dan, he will, because he's been pretty good. We on our show sometimes, we play excerpts from him, which he provides, so we get it through, so we coordinate. No, he will talk to you on that, since it is his backyard, but it's not the whole state of Florida, the whole country is his backyard. So, and he's very, very good at doing what he's doing.
Yes. I agree.
This county actually affects the entire state, because if it happens there, it can grow like fungus.
It, like I said, it'll be a domino effect, because you can bet your sweet pippy that other municipalities that are Democrat controlled are going to follow suit. If they get away with it,
You know who's behind defund the police? It's called George Soros. And he's been doing well. He's got the district attorneys, the 88, the attorney generals, and all that stuff in his pocket.
Not just him. Also Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg, with all the Zuckerberg bucks that the supervisor of elections has taken.
Yeah, well, yes. One of the things that Trump has promised when he gets back in, a lot sooner than later, because it's five states that decertify or about to decertify. He could be in as soon as the summer or sooner. That's what he's waiting for. But one of the things he wants is to file treason charges against Mark Zuckerberg.
Listen, that's a whole nother show. I can tell you that much. I just want to get the word out. Let your listening audience that know, because this, between Broward, Dade, Palm Beach County,
we can't afford to fund the police in any shape or form at all.
No,
and we need to, actually start doing the right thing. And Governor DeSantis needs to not hesitate. He needs to do the right moves. He knows who is going to, I already know who the next sheriff of Broward is. And he needs to make the move now to make Broward safe again. He also needs to be on top of these people that he's able to terminate for cause around the state and really exercise to get rid of these defund the police radicals, and because it's going to hurt everywhere. And people need to be focused on that.
Indeed.
I ask you a question about the election itself. Is that a one-day event where people will go to the polls and vote?
Yes, March the 8th.
In other words, no
early
voting,
paper ballots?
I'm sorry?
Are they going to use paper ballots? How's that whole event happening?
Well, in Palm Beach County, they use the machines. You fill out your ballot and you slide it into the machine.
Okay.
Do you get any receipts from that? Because one of the things we found that they changed the ballots in mid-stride, and that's people have voted for one person automatically end up voting for the other person. You know, that's called voter
check.
I remember that very, very well. Don't forget that I was part of the team that had to go down to Broward County.
We were all there.
2018, exactly. We were all there as well.
We were all there. And in fact, we had. And
what did we found? We found boxes of ballots in a trunk of a car at a rental car at the airport. We found boxes of ballots in a closet in an elementary school. We found a truck full of ballots where they cut the seals off them. Obviously, they was siphoning through these ballots, and it was awful what happened there. And that's when Governor DeSantis won by the skin of his teeth, by only 32,000 votes against Andrew Gillum. And we all know
what
Andrew
Gillum was. Yeah, and they were trying to steal
that,
but we caught that. But at the same time, while we're concentrating on Rick Scott and DeSantis, Nikki Freese stole her election. But she ain't going nowhere this time around.
So you're using digital machines that can go like the last one, the Dominion machines?
This has become very problematic with the supervisor of election that, now keep in mind, at the time, Governor Scott removed Brenda Snipes from your neck of the woods. And then Governor DeSantis removed Susan Buca, replaced her with Satori Link there. And she was supposedly a Republican, but now she's a registered Democrat. And took,
like Tony. Okay.
And took a lot of money, Zuckerberg money, and still has these Dominion machines here. So, again, that's a question that everyone should be asking Governor DeSantis, why he keeps her in that position. That's another question that our listening audience needs to call the governor's office and say, okay, we want to know why that woman is still in that seat, supervisor of election.
I want to know why we still have the Dominion machines.
Considering the company itself is not defunct,
because that's her position. That's what she did.
So this is going to be a question on March 8th on the integrity of the vote.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. It's going to be a question in November of 22 when, you know, we certainly have the opportunity to take back the House and the Senate. But if we don't correct these machines in this state and get rid of them and actually really put in a voter integrity bill in this legislature that's happening right now, legislative session is going on right now, and put some meat behind it, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people think, oh, yeah, well, we won Florida. No. That is so wrong. We won, but only they stole 1.3 million votes from us. We won because organizations like Trump Team 2020 Florida, which had 18 different counties across the state doing voter registration every day. They registered more people than the Republican Party of Florida did.
You know that we have more Republicans registered in this state, correct?
Yeah, than the Democrats for the first time.
Still have these corrupt machines and everything, nothing's really going to change.
Listen, we have Laura Lee, which is the secretary for the Division of Elections, okay? This woman refused to do an audit, knowing we had 1.3 million votes sold from us. Just because we won Florida doesn't mean we did not get ripped off. We did. We got ripped off at a tune of 1.3 million votes, and she refuses to do an audit. And she was put in that position by Ron DeSantis. Again, I will say and implore your audience to call the governor and say, why do you still have Wendy Link Satori in Palm Beach County as a supervisor of election? Why do you still have Laura Lee as the state director for the Division of Elections when she refuses to do an audit? He has the power to remove them.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. In Broward County, we're going to be very tight-lipped if we're still, you know, on the elections and how it's done. And I think in Palm Beach County, we're getting to the point where we're going to do the same and elsewhere. And as far as Governor Santis, him and I are going to have a little powwow on the election integrity in the next few weeks. And
is going to be too late, because March 11th, the legislative session is over.
No,
we need
be before
a
that.
Bill. Yes, we need a bill
passed.
The election is a month
from
now. Yeah, no, we'll have a bill on that because I know they're trying to do something. He has to stop worrying about his presidential run and start worrying about winning the governor's race, number one. And number two, he needs to make these moves. The Democrats have a weak election this time around in the governor's race. And to the point where the Democrats are not putting any money into that race because they know it's a hard, they're not going to win. But
they're putting the money into the supervisor of elections and keeping the Dominion machines here.
They're doing that for 2024, and that's where he has to go and take care of it now. And they know they have no chance in 2022, so they're going for 2024.
That's not true,
state.
Joe, I beg to differ with you. If we don't get this corrected in this legislative session with a good, strong election integrity reform bill in 2022, in November,
you won't take
gonna
the
get
House
screwed
or
again.
The Senate.
We're going to get screwed again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we're going to try our best to get this in there, but, you know, again, you're dealing with a lot of rhinos in the state legislature also, and that's a problem,
too.
Oh,
it's awful. You know, my
they're having a hard time getting the heartbeat bill going through. They have a hard time getting the open carry.
Listen, the heartbeat protection bill. This is, again, disgraceful. We had an incredible, incredible representative. His name is Mike Hill out of the Panhandle in Escambia County. Representative Mike Hill, a good constitutional Christian conservative, put up the heartbeat protection bill. Mm-hmm. Not one legislative session, but two. And both times, the sitting chairman of the Republican Party of Florida, his name is Joe Gutis, as a senator, killed the bill twice. We had a Republican House, Republican Senate, and Republican governor, and we couldn't get that bill passed. And here now we have another extraordinary constitutional Christian conservative representative, Webster Barnaby, out of Volusia County. And he has that bill in. They have done everything to kill it once again. And during the pandemic, okay, this plandemic, you can go and do different things. You couldn't go to church. You couldn't go to this or that or whatever. But you can go get an abortion anytime. They never closed down the abortion clinics.
That's all over the country, and it sucks because Joe Carrizo is some rhino.
Well, because we have
rhinos
from hell. We have too many rhinos.
And the other guy, Scholars, whatever his name is,
Chris Browse.
Charles, he's another rhino, and with the constitutional carry, we have everything going, and he kills that.
Awful. awful.
No.
Money.
I mean,
because they make money. They like the money. They like the lifestyle. They like the power.
That's called being compromised.
Look at Richard DiNapoli or Michelle Merrill.
Please. Don't even mention
Look
those names.
Look at Brack.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, George Moradis, and you got Michael Barnett.
Come on. I know them all, and
you're making me sick to my stomach right now.
I'm not that young. I'm 61. Okay.
Well,
I mean,
you're younger
I'm
than
saying,
me.
You know,
I've seen so much.
You gotta wonder. Power and money.
Anyway,
what's important to people?
Anyway, Andy, we're getting close to the end of the show. Unfortunately, we only have an hour show. We could have kept you on for another hour. Can you tell our listeners where to find you, how to get involved, and remind them about watching?
Absolutely, and I want to thank you very much for having me on. It's been my honor and my pleasure, and I want to commend you on everything that you're doing. Keep it up. You're doing a great job. You can reach me, conservativewatchusa.com, conservativewatchusa.com. You will be able to go onto our website, see all of our initiatives, see our committees, see our call to actions, all the different things that we're doing. You can always reach me on my phone, which is 561-779-3535. We are having an incredible Defend the Blue in Jupiter. That's going to take place February the 27th. We will all meet up at US 1 and Indian Town Road. We're going to be blanketing that whole entire town. After that, we're going to have an after party at Uncle Eddie's. Uncle Eddie's restaurant is right on the beach there on US 1. And he has drawn a tremendous amount of attention. He's the one that put the sign out. And I'll go over to it real quick and read you. His sign says, "In memory of 9/11 and the 13 fallen service members, we are only serving patriots of the USA. If you are still a Biden supporter, this restaurant's not for you." Boom. And his business is tripled.
There you go.
And so we're going to have it, and we're going to honor him for what he's doing for our veterans. All of our I've got like 13 different organizations that all come together. And as I said, from as far away as Miami, as far north as Vero, and all the way in between, some folks are coming even from further away, from Tampa. And we are going to make sure that we send a resounding message that you will not, Jim Koretsky, you will not defund the police in Jupiter at all. And it starts at 10 o'clock. The kickstands go up at 11 o'clock when everybody takes off, all the trucks, all the motorcycles, all the cars. And then the after party winds up at Uncle Eddie's restaurant, which is in Jupiter on US 1. And you know, we're going to have speakers there. We'll have a lot of great announcements. We have a surprise speaker coming that I'm not at liberty to mention right now because we're working that out, the final finalization of that out. But it is going to be extraordinary. And we need people to come out. So if anyone wants to come out, we'll have plenty of signs. Come bring your flag. You know, you can bring your Let's Go Brandon flag, whatever. But we want to make a presence and let this message be sent out loud and clear that we will not.
Do you know the guy that's running against Koretsky, the copper guy?
Copper, yeah.
If you get to speak with him, maybe you two can come back on our show.
I don't know him personally. I don't know him personally. I've never met him personally myself. But it doesn't matter. You should have him on.
If you can, get a rise out of him and, you know, tell him he has support here and come on the truth and, you know,
that's
we'll
right.
have a
and if
a nice
everybody
conversation.
Just, if everybody just sends him $5 to help his campaign, you know, that's not going to,
absolutely,
you know, I know,
absolutely,
you know, I know it's hard times for everyone right now, considering the awful situation that Joe Biden has put this nation in,
yeah,
you know, but if everybody just chips in $5 and helps his campaign, we'll get this accomplished.
Anyway, I want to thank you, Andy, for coming on, and we'll keep up
thank
the work
you
on that and keep working on getting Kupper elected and this guy Kresge gone.
Thank you, sir. It's my pleasure entirely. God bless you both, and have a beautiful evening.
You too.
Thank you. God bless you all.
Okay.
And we'll get back.
Have a great
bye-bye
night. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, now we only have a couple minutes left. I want to thank Andy for coming on the show. Scarlett, anything going on?
Dominion Machines is still here. Gotta wonder what's going on in the
not
state.
Not in Broward County. Not in Broward County.
I
don't know
the
about
state. The state is the state.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get to
Governor
DeSantis,
DeSantis
on that.
Is
has to get rid of the supervisor of elections.
Okay.
In
she was
in
very enlightening.
She
very
and I go, okay.
I don't know how bad. Look
yeah
what's going on.
Yeah.
If you can't Annie, get in one area, they're going to get you in the other.
Annie and I go back since
get that guy to come on.
Yeah, I got his name. I want to get
okay
him on.
Okay, get him on. Bring
yeah
her back. We can talk.
Yeah. Anyway, we got like
this
3 minutes left.
I just like to say this is Scarlett Butler. And I want to thank everybody for listening in. And
Sunday,
Sunday we're having a fabulous event show for dedicating for the Valentines. If you can send us emails or post on us. We're going to start putting it out there
And then on the 16th.
February 13th. And on the 16th is Jeremy Parsons. And so I was saying for Valentine's Day show, send us your poem, tell them forever you love or you want, we want to play a song, or you can call in and tell the person you love how much you love them. Then again, every day is Valentine's Day for the lovers.
Yeah. Anyone want to thank
everybody? This is a great
night.
Thank you. Take care, everyone. God bless the USA. Good night, all.
I want to thank everyone for joining us, the people in the chat room and elsewhere, and all the listeners. And we'll be back on the 13th, our Valentine's Day special, and then back to entertainment on the 16th. And we're going to have a fun time because we've got a lot of stuff coming down the pike. And God bless you all and have a great night.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston,